Welcome on to KJEF Sports Talk. We continue our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series with Eric Allen of the Festus Tigers. This is Matt Greenwood with you, of course. And, well, we're here to talk about fall, winter, and spring. Of course, the 2019-2020 season all together. And we're going to address the fall here in our first segment and come back a little bit later and talk about winter and spring. But, Eric, thank you for doing this for the second year in a row. And, man, can't wait for fall sports to begin.
No, that's true. It's, you know, it's only the middle of July, but things are really kicking up around here and we're ready to go.
You know, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this. I figure in mid-July, you know, people are returning back from vacation, getting ready for the school year, and they need something to be excited about because they're seeing the summer come to an end soon. And what better way than to talk to the athletic directors about the sports that their students or that their kids are going to be participating in. So let's begin with the football team. Obviously, last year was the first year in the new stadium. Kind of give us an update on to how that's holding up, if anything's been added ever since the opening.
You know, we just keep we put a few things in. I want to get some flags to go on top of the stadium. We're working on that right now. It's been great. The way that we can handle the crowds now, I know that it holds almost 3,000 people, and there's been – numerous football games there towards the end of the season, especially whenever that place was almost full. It's been an absolutely wonderful thing, and you know we're looking forward to getting back in that stadium this year.
I know part of the buildup or the building of the stadium when I was out there last summer for training camps, it looked like they were building sort of a walkway, like a tunnel-like walkway where it was at an angle, and I think it was coming out of the locker room, and it would allow the football players to come down and, I guess, sprint onto the field. Was that completed by the end of the season last year, or is that something that has also been worked on this summer?
No, you know, we've just we try to stay with traditions here, and, you know, traditions is our football team comes through the stands, but with the new configuration of the stadium, that's been kind of tough. So we've tried to come up with different ways to get the team on the field. You know, they put the road down to the right hand side of where the football locker room is, and we have some stairs, and we've got some general ideas about some other things. But you know, it's like I say, it's been wonderful.
All right, very good. Let's talk about football itself. Fox will be coming to Festus on August 30th. That is the season opener and home opener for you guys. And, of course, as you know, Eric, and a lot of people around Jefferson County know, Fox was coming off a really strong season. And they did graduate quite a bit of kids, but, you know, Coach Tinker over there has success year in and year out, and so obviously a very tough challenge and a good challenge for Coach Schmidt and the Tigers to start the season. When it comes to football season, you know, what's sort of the feeling like around Festus High School?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, starting off with Fox, it's going to be a challenge, but that's okay because that's what we want, you know, to start out, to see where we are, to see where we measure, and to get our kids moving. You know, there are a lot of expectations coming into this season. We ended up second in the district last year, and we really want to get the district championship here at Festus. And it's going to take work on our kids' parts. But you know what? They're in the weight room. They're on the field. They're doing the extra things right now that it's going to take to win in the fall. And you know, we're looking forward to it.
Coach Schmidt, I've lost track as to how many years he's been with you guys running that program, but he knows what he's doing. And with that in mind, just conversations you've had with him, you know, ever since the end of last season and so far through this summer, about the anticipation and expectations that you have for a good season coming up this year.
Yeah, you know, we really do. Coach Schmidt's been here for a long time. He's done a great job. He surrounded himself with some really good coaches, which always helps. And, you know, our players this year, we've got a strong senior group. Our junior group is good. Our sophomore group is good. I mean, you know, we're going to be pretty salty this year and hope to win quite a few games.
When is homecoming for you guys?
Now, homecoming is October 11th. We're going to play Pacific. It's a big deal around here, and we'll have our parade there on the 11th around 1:30 for all the kids at school. And that's always a fun time to see our younger kids, the elementary kids and our intermediate kids and our middle school kids, to get out of school, and they come over and they stand on the edges, and our players and athletes and activity groups are going through there. It's just a great thing for our students to see how many kids participate in so many after school activities and whatnot, and to go down through the center of town and for it to be the middle of the day on a Friday. You know, there's a really big showing for our homecoming parade. There's so many people out on the streets, and you know, myself being in the district for so long, it's good to see a lot of kids that have graduated, and you know, I just wave at them and know that they're there to support the school. So we're really looking forward to that too this year.
Eric, I know that when it comes to homecoming week, there's usually a theme every single year, and I think it's up to the students. Either way, have details of that been ironed out a little bit in terms of, you know, sort of the theme of homecoming week for Festus this year?
I'm sure that it's we try to base a theme around the whole year, you know, with our student council. They're the ones that puts all that stuff together, and they'll be the one that come out and tell it. And I don't want to ruin anything for them, because that's kind of their aspect of it. So, you know, it'll come out once school starts, and I think the kids will be excited for it.
All right, good deal. As you said, homecoming October 11th against Pacific. Home opener is August 30th against Fox. All right, Eric, let's move on to volleyball. Man, what an incredible year last year for Festus volleyball. 29-3, reached the state quarterfinals. Unfortunately, ran into a Lutheran South team that was, destined to be pretty good and do great things. But Karen Bealey, I imagine, is back running the show. But can you kind of give us an update on Festus volleyball going into this year?
You know, Coach Bealey is back again this year. If you ever want to see anybody bleed black and gold, she is the lady to do that. You know, 29-3 last year, and we graduated a few seniors that were really key to that. But, you know, we've got a core group back. We've got some younger kids that are coming up that are really good. So, I mean, we've also got high expectations. I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but our expectations around this place are pretty high for each sport. And with volleyball, you know, we're looking to win that district again. We're looking to get past that state quarterfinal this year. You know, we just set high goals, and we try to get in there. I know the girls have been coming in super early and doing their jump trainings and everything of that nature, and it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, okay, great. And obviously, you know, like you said, expectations are always high at Festus for the athletics. And again, I know you know, as the athletic director, are supposed to kind of have a great runaround as to a great idea as to, you know, what each team's going to kind of look like. And I know summertime, middle of July, it's kind of hard to figure that out. But what's Karen Bealey saying about the prospects of a good team this year?
Well, Coach Bealey, she really doesn't talk about things like that. She just comes in and does the work and lets everything fall where it is. And I think that's one of the good things about her. Her expectations are high regardless of who is on the floor or anything of that nature. And she's gonna turn out winners. And I mean, she's great to have around. You know, she's been doing this for literally ever, and it's you know, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I like your comment, literally forever. Let's move on then to cross country. That's obviously a big program for you guys, boys and girls cross country. Returning Emma Kettler, Allison Fairber, Erica McIntyre, graduating Maddie Welsh and Melissa Wolk, who has committed to Missouri State, so that's where she'll be going. And of course, on the boys' side, maybe one of the greatest runners that Festus has ever seen in Max McDaniel. Coach Bryant Wright, I imagine, still at the helm. Just, you know, thoughts on cross country going into this year?
You know, our girls did a phenomenal job last year. And like you said, those two key names there, you know, those two girls graduated and moved on, and we're very proud of them for their accomplishments. Once again, I come back to saying the expectation is high, but once you set a standard, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from that. And I think that's what Coach Wright has done. He is the epitome of a team coach and getting these kids to really buy into his system and know what they're doing and know what they've got to do to be successful. And, you know, the boys team, we've got a lot of kids coming back. You know, our seniors have graduated. The accomplishments that they've done, you know, you mentioned Max, is just phenomenal. You know, I'm going to have to hopefully, you know, build a bigger gym here soon so I can get our banners put up a lot quicker, because we're having a problem with room now. But, you know, our boys, you know, we've got the some younger kids that are really, really good that are coming in, and hopefully we can get back up there and get six in a row.
Okay, very well. And, all right, so you talk about room and getting those banners up. Well, what's that situation? Can you explain?
Well, we've got a new banner system that we put in. I guess it's been 4 years ago, and with maybe 5 years ago, but with the boys winning so many state cross country championships, we keep putting banners up, and then once the next year comes along, we have to go in and try to reconfigure to find a room to put another banner and move one banner over, and you know, it's actually a great problem to have.
Yeah, I would say so for sure.
Well,
all right. Well, very well, very well. Jonah Krieg and Simon Ogle, just for our listeners, are two key contributors from last year's team that are going to be back on this year's team for boys cross country. So we always expect great things, of course, out of Festus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we've touched on football. We've touched on volleyball and cross country. Let's go to softball, if you will. Abby Rickerman coming off a second Dream Team selection, kind of, an established player for Festus softball, already committed to SEMO, so she's definitely going to be going places. But the softball program still led by Jeff Montgomery, I assume.
Uh-huh.
All right. Your thoughts on the softball going into this fall?
You know, we're really excited. I know Abby. You know, a lot of those girls play all summer. I don't know. You know, Abby. She travels all over the country. She's a staple. You know, of our softball program. She really commits to it and does what needs to be done. And, you know, we'll be a little bit young this year, but we'll get a couple girls pitching well, and I know that we'll be able to hit the ball. So we've got it's going to be fun. You know, we've got our JV softball tournament back again this year, and, you know, there's very few JV softball tournaments around, so that really helps our kids. And Coach Montgomery, he's been our head coach of the softball program since it was started. So, you know, he knows what he's doing, and with his assistance and whatnot, you know, we've got a shot to do some great things.
All right, very well. And just for our listeners, again, first home game for the Festus softball team will be against Northwest on September 4th, and prior to that, they'll be traveling to Farmington to take on a good Farmington softball team on September 3rd. All right, boys soccer. What's the runaround on that? Is Austin Burgert still the coach?
He is. You know, our younger kids that played a lot last year as freshmen, they'll be back, and we've got high hopes for them and high expectations. We start out with our tournament here for our little round-robin tournament, and we really want to put a good showing out for that this year, and one of our goals that we've talked about is hopefully trying to win that thing. You know, it's been a few years since we've won it, and that's something that I think we can do with our players and everybody coming back, and they're really starting to buy into Coach Burgert's system, which is great. He's done a great job for a young coach, and looking forward to season.
All right, good deal. Eric, before we take a break here, I do want to go back to volleyball one moment. I know the Karen Beely tournament is super popular around Festus. Do you have a date for that and sort of maybe some pregame ceremonies that might be in place?
We do. We've got that's on the 5th of October, which is actually the same date as our JV softball tournament that I was speaking about a little while ago. We're bringing teams back from last year. I know Hillsboro wants to get back in it this year, and it's always a good time to have a tournament at your own place. You know, it's fun. It gives the girls a full day here, and like the volleyball tournaments that they're used to at other places, but having it here. And I think this is, oh my goodness, this is probably the 30 some odd year of this tournament. I mean, it's been around for a while, but you know, we attribute that to Coach Beely and the things that she has started here long ago. And of course, you know, like I said, she bleeds the black and gold, and it's just how it is.
All right, good deal. Eric, if you don't mind standing by, we'll come back here and talk about winter and spring.
Sounds good.
All right, we are speaking to Eric Allen, the Festus Athletic Director, as we continue our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series here on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. We're back with Eric Allen coming up in just a few minutes here on KJF Sports Talk. Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, as we finish up our conversation with Athletic Director Eric Allen of the Festus Tigers. And I just got done talking about the fall sports coming up here in about a month and some change. August 30th, of course, the first game for football, as Festus will welcome in Fox to the new stadium that will be in its second year hosting some Festus football. So obviously a pretty exciting time with fall sports getting ready to begin here in, like I said, a month and change. But we're going to transition over to winter and spring. And Eric, I'll just ask you right off the bat about any coaching changes that folks can expect for Festus for those two sports seasons.
Yeah, we have a new wrestling coach. Tom McFarland decided to step down. He's got three small kids, and I think it was time for him to focus on that. And we were grateful for the years that he gave us and really appreciate it. And our new head coach was one of his assistants, Jason Nolick. And Jason, he's really taken the bull by the horns and really gotten after it. And, you know, we look forward to having him at the helm and seeing where he can take the program. And then also in the spring, our tennis coach has stepped down, and we have Miss Angela Tennant that's going to be our new tennis coach. And she did a great job as the assistant this year, and we also look forward to her taking the helm.
So I imagine with both Angela and Jason kind of already being a part of Festus, that probably makes you feel pretty comfortable about those two seasons coming in, doesn't it?
It does. You know, making a big coaching change like that to a sport is pretty big. But having people step up as assistants, you know, that's one of the things that's really good. Hopefully that we can do. We can, you know, get those people to know exactly how the system works and move on from there. So it's not a huge transition for the kids mainly. You know, they know the faces, they know the people, and it helps with the transition.
Yeah, I imagine so. As we sort of look at the winter sports season just a little bit, obviously Jason Therrell has been around for quite some time running the Festus boys team, and then Chris Ellis and the Festus girls basketball team had a great season this past season as well. I imagine those two will stay in and continue to build upon what they've already developed there. But just your thoughts on the job they did last year and sort of, you know, what you're expecting out of this upcoming winter season.
Well, you know, I thought both of them did an outstanding job. I think that we won more basketball games than people were going to give us credit for at the beginning of the season. And I attribute that to the Coach Therrell's hard work. And, you know, our like you said, our girls had a great season. They won the conference again. Coach Ellis is an outstanding coach. He works so hard at it, as all our coaches do. And we've got a few girls coming back on Coach Ellis's team. We've got boys coming back on Coach Therrell's team. The younger kids are good. We've got a lot of high expectations for them, it's going to be exciting.
All right, good deal. Eric, any final thoughts that you have on this upcoming 2019-2020 sports season? You've got the floor.
You know, it's just want to give my coaches a lot of credit. They are a very hardworking group. They always try to get better. Their communication with each other has gotten very, very, very good in the last few years. You know, it seems like a lot of places have problems with programs fighting one another and whatnot, or always going through somebody else to try to talk to from coach to coach. But our coaches they go to one another, they talk to one another, and no matter if it's a sport or not, it's about making young men and women better. And that's what our coaches try to do. Winning is very important, but making these kids better people is our number one goal here. And I think that we have coaches in place that do that. You know, they go above and beyond for everything that they do. And you know, it's a great place to work. I'll be starting my 21st year here, like I said earlier, and that's unbelievable to think about. And you know, the city of Festus just helping us pass the issue that we had, you know, with getting the new Performing Arts Center. That's going to be, you know, that's going to be great for our theater kids. It's going to be great to get the choir back in there. It's going to be great that we can have a jazz band concert in there. It's just going to be a great thing that we can do. It's going to be great for the public to, you know, to be able to use hopefully in the future. And it's just a great time to be a Tiger. And you know, our central office administration is outstanding. They always try to get us what we need. And you know, if it's a need, then we'll figure out a way to get it for our students. And our coaches put our kids first. Our teachers definitely put our kids first. Our academics are outstanding here, and it's just a great place. It's just a great place to work.
All right, good deal. Hey, it's an all-encompassing school, right? Athletics and
that's right.
Yep, performing arts, which
that's right.
I'm a big fan of as well. So, all right, Eric, appreciate the time as always, and we look forward to more conversations throughout this upcoming 2019-2020 school year.
Absolutely. Thanks for your coverage, man. We appreciate you.
All right. That is Eric Allen, Festus Athletic Director, joining us on KJEF Sports Talk as part of our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series right here on KJEF. Tomorrow we'll have Tilden Watson of St. Pius. Take care. Have a great rest of your evening and enjoy some Legion baseball coming up on KJEF a little bit later this evening as Festus takes on DeSoto. Again, that is it for today. Thank you so much. Have a good one.